With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we're getting ready for a big one this weekend. It's always big when you talk about the Dogs and the Gators, and it's going down this weekend. Here to talk with us about it, the legendary Vince Dooley, brought to you by Kroger. Kroger delivery and free pickup. It's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger fresh for everyone. Coach, how you feeling? How's things going?
Well, things are getting a little better. I might have overdone it, though, and I thought I set an NCAA record for healing, but I think I overdid it, so they set an NCAA record for not healing fast.
Well, I guess you'll just be a couch potato like everybody else is not going down there. Are you gonna be able to make it down to Jacksonville?
Well, I'm going primarily because of Danny Wolfel. You know, he has his fundraiser. Mm-hmm. He's been doing a nonprofit for some 20 years in Atlanta. And as Coach Spurrier comes down, they're representing the Gators, and I go down representing the Bulldogs, and they have a golf tournament playoff. So I'm going back down for that, but then probably getting up Saturday morning early and driving back and watching it on the couch in Athens.
Got you. It is Coach Dooley, guys. And, Coach, the week before the Florida game, now, you know, Georgia, traditionally, you've always had this week off. And I always wonder, you know, does it hurt you? Does it help you? What's the approach when you have this time? Obviously, you want to get guys healed up. But from a coaching standpoint, how do you use this time to get ready for a game like this when every year, you know, it may, you know, kids may not be as focused going in, and then you got to kind of refocus them?
Well, I think this is a good opportunity to get back to some fundamentals. As the season goes on, you do less and less fundamentals. But with an off week, gives you a couple of days in there during the off week to get back to the fundamentals of football, blocking and tackling, and at the same time to be able to heal, as you mentioned. I don't think there's any advantage either way because Florida's off as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And before a big game like this, particularly after coming off of a big game like Kentucky, and Kentucky has all of a sudden got to be a big game, I think it's wise to have the off week.
Coach Jewell is with us, guys. Our weekly visit brought to you by Kroger here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Coach, we've been talking about this guy a lot, and that is JT Daniels, but he has been on the field. Kirby's been close to the vest about just how healthy he is. So I'll ask you, if you were Kirby, would you – I think I know the answer, but would you just keep rolling with Stetson Bennett as your starter for the whole game?
Well, yeah, if I was, but I'm not. So that's what he does. He makes the decision. And that's the way it should be. But based on what I know, which is pretty limited compared to Kirby, yeah, he's just been absolutely amazing. And you definitely would go with Bennett, but you'd have JT ready to play both. We did that in 76, won a championship with Ray Goff and Matt Robinson. Matt was a starter. He got hurt. Ray came in and then wouldn't give Matt his job back. So we used both quarterbacks and won the SEC championship. So I think you might see two quarterbacks Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, we always wonder about, you know, what's that do to the mental of one quarterback versus the other? How do you manage that? I mean, because both guys obviously want to play, but does it hurt one or the other if they start to pout a little bit? Or how do you manage it?
I think that normally it'd be difficult, but I think this ball club is so united and so behind whoever the coaches say they've got all the intangibles of being a football team. So it's actually, I think, easy. So any decision that Kirby makes, you can be assured that the team is 100% behind it. And they like both of them. They know both of them can perform. So with this ball club, it's an easy job. It might not be an easy job with some other football team, but with this one, I'd say it will be.
It is Coach Dooley with us, guys, weekly visit as he's heading on down to Jacksonville. And, Coach, the defense has just been so dominant. We were trying to, like, analyze the drives that other teams put together, and it really is just one good drive from Auburn and a couple decent drives from Kentucky, and that's about the only sustained drives Georgia's defense has given up. So, as a coach, how would you attack the Georgia defense?
Well, I think that Dan Mullins, who is really good at utilizing whatever players he's got, I'd like to probably see this guy Richardson, who is 6'4", reminds me a lot of Cam Newton in that respect. This guy's a super athlete, but he's been playing behind the other quarterback, Jones. I rather suspect we'll see him, and because he can do some things that very few quarterbacks can do as a runner. And I think that he'll try to keep the ball as much as possible, eat as much of the clock as possible, and by doing that, try to keep our offense off the field.
What goes through you, Coach Dooley, when you think about these Florida matchups? This is one of the premier games in college football. What goes through you? What do you think about every year as this game rolls around?
Well, I think about it being a 23-year-old assistant coach at Auburn, where I started watching that ball game as a scout, and there's no game that I enjoyed watching more and scouting more than the Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville. You really got into it from both sides, and it's been that way ever since. So this is still a unique game, but it's always going to stir a little controversy about the future of the ball game. But so far, it's been able to survive that, and even though we've got some incredible fans down on the Golden Isles, Kirby certainly realizes that there's some shortcomings in recruiting, so he's in a little bit of a dilemma in that respect as well. But anyway, we got two more years, and I hope the tradition carries.
Coach Dooley went in 14 of the 19 games, Carl, between 1971 and 1989. So you dominated the Florida Gators. And then, you know, the Gators have kind of had their way with Spurrier and then Urban Meyer. And then, obviously, Coach, we're trying to reverse that trend with Kirby last year, not the way it happened. Do you envision that this Kirby, especially helping recruiting, how important is it to win this game for the things that, you know, you get kids to come to Athens when you were able to beat the team that's going to try to battle you in recruiting in Florida?
Nobody has recruiting on his mind as much as Kirby does, and I think he got that from Saban as well, every thought that he has. And he is kind of a little disturbed by the fact that while they can come, they can get tickets to the game. They really don't have an opportunity to see the facilities that Georgia has.
Right.
So that's his concern and will always be number one with him, more so than any coach that I know outside of Nick Saban.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.